This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that his government follows a policy of zero tolerance, be it terrorism or Maoist elements spreading unrest. Inaugurating the Rising the Northeast Investors Summit in New Delhi, Mr. Modi stressed that it is important to develop Northeast region in order to build a developed India. He urged investors to explore the different sectors across the Northeast region, saying the Northeast is now becoming a land of opportunities. He said the Northeast is becoming a key destination for sectors like energy and semiconductors. The Prime Minister stated that East means empower, act, strengthen and transform. He pointed out that there was a time when the Northeast was merely called a frontier region, but it is emerging as a front runner for growth. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will chair the 10th Governing Council meeting of Niti Aayog in New Delhi today. This year's theme is Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Governing Council meeting will discuss the approach for Viksit Bharat. The meeting will be attended by Chief Ministers and Lieutenant Governors of States and Union Territories, Union Ministers and the Vice Chairman, members and the CEO of Niti Aayog. Akashvani correspondent reports, the 10th Governing Council meeting will provide a unique platform to deliberate on development challenges faced by the country and build consensus on state's role in making India a developed nation. The idea of Viksit Rajya for Viksit Bharat is to drive states to craft bold, long-term and inclusive vision documents aligned with national priorities. Nagaland's Enshintung Kikon, Assistant Commandant of 4th Assam Rifles, has been conferred Shaurya Chakra, India's third highest peacetime military honour. President Draupadi Murmu conferred the prestigious award in recognition of Mr. Kikon's exemplary display of professionalism, leadership and courage during a close hand-to-hand combat with miscreants in a sensitive area in Manipur. He and his team swiftly empowered and apprehended 12 armed cadres, recovering 5 weapons, a substantial cache of ammunition and warlike stores. Chief Minister Nephew Rio and Deputy Commissioner Chief Minister Home Y. Patton have congratulated Mr. Kikon for receiving the prestigious Shaurya Chakra from the President of India. In a powerful show of unity and patriotism, students and faculty from Kohima College and TM Government Higher Secondary School, alongside the Assam Rifles Pipe Band and NCC cadets, participated in a Tiranga Yatra at Kohima. The march, featuring a 175-meter-long national flag, commenced from Kohima College and concluded at the new Secretariat Junction. Minister for Tourism and Higher Education, Temjen Imna Along, also joined the march. Earlier addressing the students, Mr. Along expressed deep gratitude and pride that the day was a solemn and honorable occasion for everyone. Minister Along highlighted the nation's unwavering resolve under the leadership of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and praised the armed forces for their continued fight against terrorism. In a significant drug bust, security forces recovered over 14 kilograms of suspected opium in Nagaland. The operation was carried out yesterday by troops of the 78th Battalion, CRPF and police from Seju Zubza Police Station during a routine check on National Highway 29 at the old Peducha Police Picket under Kohima District. The narcotics were found inside a Tata Winger vehicle bearing a Manipur registration number travelling from Senapati, Manipur to Dimapur. A passenger identified as Dharam Singh from Ludhiana, Punjab, was found in possession of the contraband. Mr. Singh attempted to flee under the pretext of needing to relieve himself, but he was apprehended after a 500-meter chase by the Jawans. Upon inspection, authorities discovered multiple packets of suspected opium concealed in his bag, along with 56,500 rupees in cash. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.